This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing a free trade agreement, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum, she said that after Davos the next weekend, she will travel to India. She, however, said there is still work to do. She added that it would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP. She said Europe wants to do business with the growth centers of today and the economic powerhouses of the century, from Latin America to Indo-Pacific and far beyond. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25 to 27. They will be chief guest at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said these amendments will help NHAI in fostering transparent and technology-driven tolling systems for sustained development and maintenance of the national highway network across the country. As per the provisions, a no objection certificate, NOC, for transfer of ownership or transfer of a vehicle from one state to another will not be granted until any unpaid user fee is cleared. In addition, for commercial vehicles seeking a national permit, the amended rules make it mandatory that the vehicle must not have any unpaid user fee. The Election Commission has deputed 22 more roll observers across the special intensive revision states. Of them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of roll observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. BJP President Nitin Nabin has appointed Vinod Tawre as the election in charge and Sobha Karandlaje as election co-in-charge for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections. Mr. Nabin has also appointed Ashish Shelar as the election in charge and Ashok Parnami, along with Rekha Sharma, as election co-in-charges for the upcoming Telangana municipal and corporation elections. The first commercial run of the Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kamakhya, Guwahati and Howrah has received an overwhelming response from passengers. The Railway Ministry said that all the seats were booked within a few hours of opening the ticket reservation. The swift sell-out of tickets reflects passengers' eagerness to experience the speed, comfort and modern amenities of the Vande Bharat sleeper. The train was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi last week. The train is scheduled to commence its maiden commercial journey from Kamakhya with effect from tomorrow and from Howrah on Friday. Department of Post has revamped its ATM infrastructure with activation of 887 ATMs across the country. The Communications Ministry informed that through these ATMs, customers can conveniently withdraw cash, check account balances, and carry out other basic banking transactions. The ministry added that this initiative is specially beneficial for people living in rural and underserved areas. The ministry said it also supports the government's vision of ensuring financial inclusion through digital transformation. It also said this step helps towards making banking services more accessible, user-friendly, and banking services closer to their homes. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy was all set for kick-off in Assam today. A total of 12 teams will compete in the tournament, which have been divided into two groups of six teams each. Group A consists of holders West Bengal, host Assam, Nagaland, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu, while Group B has Railway Services, last season's runners-up Kerala, Punjab, Meghalaya and Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.